building.
I would say that's probably right.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. The number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we will give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
So our number, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about Ron Paul and Kelly Clarkson, and said we'd give you an update here as the evening went on. Kelly Clarkson's latest album released in late October. So it's been out for a good solid 2 months now. It certainly had plenty of time to pick up some charting positions and such, and had kind of settled down at around the 40 mark at the Amazon top music sales. Then yesterday, Kelly tweeted on her Twitter account, and that got syndicated to her Facebook, that she supported Ron Paul. And all of a sudden, there's an explosion of publicity where she's getting national news headlines because people are, you know, they have opinions about Ron Paul. And a lot of people are upset. They've heard misinformation about Ron Paul. They believe wrongly that Ron Paul is a racist. And they believe, some of them wrongly, that Ron Paul has some sort of thing against gay people. And, you know, it's just nonsense. Ron Paul's positions make it pretty clear that, you know, he wants to set everybody as free as they possibly can be. And ending the war on drugs, for instance, is an incredibly, you know, pro-minority position to take, because the war on drugs adversely affects minorities more so than anyone else. That, you know, blacks and Hispanics are targeted disproportionately to the amount of the population based on the war on drugs.
Exactly. And his minimum wage stances are also pro-minorities because of when they were established. It's sort of been a way to keep minorities who are no less able to be as hard of workers or make as much money as, you know, white people. There's no reason why they should make lower wages. And it's just because of when they started to enter the market, that's when a bunch of people started to get upset because they're afraid that the blacks are going to take our jobs, or, you know, any of the other minorities are going to take our jobs. And so that's why they created the minimum wage. It was done to keep minorities from being able to enter the market with the same sort of, you know, incentive structures all messed up.
Not only that, speaking of minorities and original reasons for things being created, the marriage license was created because of bigotry, because of, you know, the idea that blacks shouldn't be marrying whites. I mean, that's essentially
right.
What they created marriage.
That's what a marriage license is. It's the ability to get married, the government granting you that ability. If they have that, if they're granting the ability, one would suggest that they are preventing some folks from doing it. And obviously they're preventing in many states from, you know, people of the same sex marrying, but previously, they, you know, prohibited people of different races marrying.
Right. So it's Ron Paul that wants to end government involvement in marriage, which, of course, is a truly level playing field, rather than advocating that we create a new system or allow, you know, gay people and everybody else who wants to get married to get marriage licenses. The solution is to get rid of marriage licensing. So then you don't have to jump through that hoop in order to show that you love somebody. You can just go to a church or wherever it is you want to get married. And if somebody will marry you, then you're married, and you can enter into whatever contractual agreement with your partner or partners that you would want to enter into. And it should be nobody's business at all but yours and the people that you love as far as who's getting married and under what circumstances. And only Ron Paul takes the position that the state should be out of marriage. So again, Kelly Clarkson came out in favor of Ron Paul publicly, and there's been all kinds of controversy as a result of that. But as a result, something that you can absolutely categorize is her album sales. And they've skyrocketed since her support of Ron Paul. In fact, when we started the show out at 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight, we had a story from the Daily Mail indicating that she had risen to approximately 15 on the Amazon charts, had bumped that up to 14 earlier today on the Amazon charts, and then by the time we got around to checking the Amazon charts, she was at number 6. She is now at number 4 on the Amazon best-selling charts, her newest album, Stronger, continuing to move up the charts, it seems. And as you pointed out, Mark, the Ron Paul support supporters aren't going to stop, likely, until she can hit that number one position.
That's just my guess. I mean, Ron Paul's supporters tend to be that way. And, you know, I don't know when they refresh these lists or anything like that, but I suspect there probably a lot of people are going to buy Kelly Clarkson's new album here in order to support her and show other artists that, hey, coming out in support of Ron Paul is good for you.
Now, interestingly, this list here says it contains best-selling music releases on CD and vinyl. So I don't know if they are factoring in MP3 sales into this list.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, it doesn't sound like that. So it makes me wonder, you know, how's she doing in the aggregate? Because I'm sure not everyone is buying a CD version. Amazon does offer MP3 downloads of each of these CDs that they sell.
Sure.
And so it makes me wonder about that. But also kind of point something out. Why in the world are they charging a dollar more for MP3s?
It's crazy.
I don't understand.
I don't either. I mean, it must be, like, the CD here, Stronger, the deluxe version, is $11.99.
Yep.
Now, I realize that, you know, if you don't get the $25 worth of brand new items, you don't get the free Super Saver shipping, so you probably have to pay a few bucks for shipping. So ultimately, if you just buy this one CD and pay for shipping, it will cost more than getting the MP3 downloads, which is $12.99. Obviously, no shipping involved in that.
But if you were to buy two CDs...
Well, even if you bought two CDs, you wouldn't quite hit the $25 limit. But if you were to, you know, get two CDs and some batteries or something else that you know, probably would need to get.
You get the Super Saver shipping.
Yeah.
And it didn't cost them the plastic, the printing, what do you call it when you're pressing of the disc?
I guess it's maybe, you know, some sort of a deal with the record labels, right? Like Amazon probably can't charge less than a certain amount by contractual agreement with RCA or whoever the record label is in this particular case.
I suspect.
And so therefore the record label's probably still trying to sell those old platters. They probably figure, well, I'll tell you what, we'll make an MP3 cost a dollar more.
So that why would you choose to want to sell the discs instead of the MP3?
An old dinosaur business, Mark. I mean, they just like, oh, we need to sell more CDs. I can't imagine why else you wouldn't, you know, why you wouldn't put the MP3s at a dollar less or $2 less and encourage people to go that direction.
Incentivize people to cost you less. I mean,
maybe they're just like, well, if you don't want to have the actual physical CD, then why would you not just torrent it? Maybe that's what they're trying to say.
I mean, if the...
Wait. Why would the record company say that?
Of course they wouldn't want you to, but I mean, as far as like someone who would be thinking about having the CD, unless I'm just like some diehard fan and I want the album art and all that, then there's no reason I would pay extra so that I could just have
the
MP3.
Right. Well, I mean, if I want to, I can take the CD and rip MP3s off of the CD. That's not a problem. So... none of it makes sense. It just doesn't make sense. It has to be like some old record executive who's made this decision, this dinosaur who just doesn't understand new media. Is like, well, wait, I understand that we need to have MP3s available because of the new generation. They don't want CDs. I understand that he's telling his, you know, underlings this, who've tried to explain to him, you know, why we need to have MP3s for sale. And, oh, I understand we have to do it. So we'll let them have MP3s, but they'll have to pay a dollar more. So we'll make it so they can have them, but just pay... What? It just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
And there's no reason, there's no cost involved here. There's zero cost involved in distributing MP3s. Because RCA doesn't even have to pay for the bandwidth. If you think about it, like, you can make the claim, well, if you're sending out MP3s, it's going to cost you in bandwidth. Well, it won't cost the fraction.
It doesn't cost anything that like the package for a CD.
Not at all. You know, probably doesn't cost what it would cost to ship CDs to one Walmart store as far as bandwidth is concerned, but RCA isn't even paying for the bandwidth. They're sending the MP3s to distributors like Amazon. So it's Amazon that's paying all the overhead. Literally, it costs nothing more than what it costs RCA to master the record.
Yeah.
The cost of actually having, you know, Kelly come into the studio, record her bits, and the musicians come in and they record their bits, and then whoever it is that, is the producer... putting together the actual tracks and mastering them and doing all the whatever finally, you know, audio wizardry that they do to these produced tracks. That's it. At that point, if there weren't CDs, the production costs end of this would be over. The distribution costs would be absolute zero of distributing online. So there's no reason why you couldn't have a $5 MP3 download. There's no reason why. I don't understand, unless what we're talking about here is trying to support this behemoth company. And I don't know how large RCA Records is, but RCA, it's a pretty big name. They probably have a fairly large staff, large overhead. It sounds to me like they're just trying to cover the cost of a dying industry here. Why else would you charge more for the MP3s?
It doesn't make any sense.
1-855-450-FREE, especially if it's true, the rumors I've heard that the CD business is going under after 2012. Like, the rumor is these big companies are supposedly going to stop making CDs. Maybe that's not true. But if it is true, why wouldn't you want to drive your customers toward MP3s with lower prices?
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That number allows you to dial in and take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. 1-855-450-3733. And joining you on the air tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
We invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And we've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can just go to m.freetalklive.com, and you can get access to our live streams and podcasts right through our mobile site, m.freetalklive.com.
Smokers, if I were to tell you that there's a new cigarette out there that you can smoke indoors, that's healthier for you, and that costs significantly less than the cigarettes that you purchase now, and comes in a whole variety of great flavors, would you be willing to try it? You can. All you have to do is go to Vaporsmiths.com, purchase 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that go on the end of the e-cigarette, one of the best-made e-cigarettes in the market today. You'll get a free starter kit that includes two of the e-cigarette devices and chargers and all of the things that you need to get going, and free shipping. It's, I think, it's about $70 in order to purchase these 40 cartomizers, which, you know, you can't get 70 packs of cigarettes for, 40 packs of cigarettes for $70. Just give it a try. Vaporsmiths.com. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR if you don't have an internet connectivity or, you know, it's a confusing process for you or whatever. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. Do it today. Do it for the ones you love.
So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking about Kelly Clarkson climbing up the charts because of her support for Ron Paul. Her album, Stronger, currently at number 4, kind of ended up getting a discussion about the record industry and how they're just this dying behemoth of a beast. They just don't get it. I mean, even when it's right in front of their face as to how to do business, it's not like it's a secret. I mean, look, people want easy access to their music. They want it now, and internet distribution gives them the opportunity to get it to their customers as quickly as possible, instantly. I mean, next to you put your credit card info and you're there. You get your digital
delivery. And Amazon makes it a heck of a lot easier than some ways. I've tried using some of the others. iTunes comes to mind, and really? I couldn't even buy it. I just couldn't figure out how to do it.
I would have considered going with the MP3 route here on Amazon because I'd like to get Kelly Clarkson's new album to support her and supporting Ron Paul. But I don't want to buy MP3s. It's going to cost me more. What the heck would I want to do that
and
for?
The chart doesn't may not even
right,
be ranking MP3s.
Right. We're wondering if their MP3 downloads being ranked on their sales charts for Kelly Clarkson doesn't say that MP3s are included. It says vinyl and CDs. So
which seems clear to me that MP3s are not included.
So I'd like to help the young lady's sales here. So I would go ahead and purchase the CD, but it means I have to wait. And I'm going to get it in the mail, down the line whenever it comes, and then I'm going to put it on a shelf somewhere.
The wrapping and right. Throw it in the garbage. And
I don't even have a place to store CDs. Like all my old, all the old CDs. The holders or whatever, the jewel cases, I guess they're called. I'm pretty sure I've thrown all of those out. Like, I still have the CDs that came in them, but this is probably going to be the only CD I actually have, a case for. And I don't know how long I'll keep that. I'll probably rip the tracks to MP3 or whatever, but anyway. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Mark, you've got an email you want to share, but I said we were going to talk about North Korea, so let's do that quickly here. As, of course, the news, if you've been paying attention, you know that Kim Jong-il has passed away. They've been having ludicrous, the funerals and processions and things like that, and I don't know if they force their people to come out and attend these things.
Well, I suspect that there's a certain level of coercion involved. Did you see the news story about their release of some of the PR shots during the funeral?
Tell me.
They took some pictures of the military procession, and everybody's sort of lined up military style watching the parade. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's in tight-knit groups. I mean, this just shows how weird they are there about sort of control. There were a couple of people, just sort of stragglers, camera people off to the side. Mm-hmm. They photoshopped them out.
Just because they were too individual, because they weren't with a group?
They weren't in the group. They were sort of off to the side, and they photoshopped them out.
How was that proven? Could they tell the indicators of the photoshopping?
Now you're asking. I saw the story via news, but some experts, forensic something or other, figured it out.
Photographic forensics experts, yeah.
And so some major news sites have pulled it, but now there's a new story surrounding that. So, it's interesting. How do you do a news story? If your policy of your news organization is to not use doctored photos, how do you do a story on doctored photos?
Interesting question. Well, I think you could publish, you know, the doctored photo, and that would be what the story's about. But you have to wonder about the North Korean folks. I mean, they're kind of behind the times. If you've ever seen any documentaries from North Korea, it's like living in 1950, but with like an occasional device that looks here and there like it shouldn't be in 1950. So, like, you know, in the hotel that the guests stay in, which of course has nothing like the conditions that regular people live in, you know, there might actually be a DVD player. Like, they were singing karaoke, I guess, one night at this hotel.
Mm-hmm.
How many of the actual average North Koreans have access to things like that?
And what songs do they get to sing?
Interestingly, they were singing Anarchy in the UK.
That's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that, I think I saw maybe the same one where they're singing karaoke, and I thought that all of the people that from there were singing about Kim Jong-il, and then the guy that came there, he's just like some American guy, and he starts to sing Anarchy in the UK. I thought
it was in the karaoke deck, apparently. So they had regular American songs.
They were singing about Kim Jong-il.
I don't recall that part. Maybe it was the same documentary. Maybe it wasn't. There are a number of documentaries, and I've seen only a couple of them, but they're very fascinating. So back to the news here from telegraph.co.uk. North Korea has attacked foolish politicians around the world. We declare solemnly and confidently that the foolish politicians around the world, including the puppet group in South Korea, should not expect any change from us. The country's powerful National Defense Commission, or NDC, announced in a statement read aloud in strident tones by a state television anchor on Friday. Of course, it's all state television in North Korea. North Korea, for those people that actually have televisions in North Korea, North Korea propaganda routinely refers to South Korea as a puppet of the United States, and I think there's some things North Korea is right about, to some extent. The statement, the first on North-South relations since Kim Jong-il's memorial ceremonies ended, added that the North would never deal with the traitor group of South Korean President Lee Myung-bak. The conservative Lee ditched his two predecessors' decade-long sunshine policy on pro-North engagement and halted all tours to the joint North-South tourism resort at Mount Kumgang, a significant cash cow for Pyongyang, after the shooting of the South Korean tourist there by a North Korean soldier in 2008.
Jeez.
And following 2010's North Korean naval and military attacks that killed 50 South Koreans, Lee halted most humanitarian aid and all high-level contact with the North. So there's pretty much a standby here, yeah, where no interaction is happening between the two. The NDC also...
It sounds like boycotts, too. I mean, they're boycotting tourism. Some people want to go on those tourists. Yep. Obviously, some people want to go and see what's going on in North Korea, and they're not letting
them
go.
You're probably going to have to come through China. If you can get to North Korea in any way, you probably have to come through China. The NDC also criticized the Lee administration for not sending a national delegation to Kim Jong-il's funeral. So they're upset because the South Korean guy didn't send anyone up for the funeral, as though that would have been a safe activity in any way, shape, or form for those people.
Idea.
They'd probably be kidnapped if they went up there. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about the statement from the North Korean, the National Defense Commission, here in a moment. We'll see what they're saying now that their leader, their dear leader, Kim Jong-il, is dead, to be followed up by his son, who some question whether or not the North Korean people will rally behind this guy. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, on the house, so enjoy those, including our webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact with other listeners because the chat room's built into the same page. Go see that and do it over at cam.freetalklive.com. It's all free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about your New Year's resolutions. 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters. That's just to name a few. For my preparation, the preparation of my family, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff. They have all kinds of different meals, and they're packaged in metal Mylar pouches that are good for 25 years, up to 25 years. You can visit WiseFoodStorage.com today and request a free entree sample. I mean, do yourself a favor, just get the free entree sample. For a limited time, you'll have to use coupon code FTL to do it. For a limited time, you can also use coupon code FTL to get no-cost shipping on any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com. Call 855-FOODWISE. It's 855-FOODWISE or wisefoodstorage.com. Coupon code FTL.
The latest on the situation in North Korea, as Kim Jong-il has passed away, his son, Kim Jong-sun, I believe it is taking the reins. and Kim Jong-un, excuse me, Kim Jong-un, who is in his 20s and is very chubby for a North Korean.
North Koreans don't tend to be terribly chubby.
Very well fed. And so we're giving an update here, not from not from Jong-un, but from the North Korean the National Defense Commission. They have issued a statement read in as what is described as strident tones by the Telegraph at co.uk. And we're giving you an update here. So, continuing the piece, according to the update, they were very upset at South Korean President Kim Dae-jung for refusing to send folks up to the funeral. Kim Dae-jung from South Korea has been withdrawing South Korea's support for North Korea after North Korea's military exercise that killed 50 South Koreans in 2010, and also a shooting by a North Korean soldier at a joint retreat, Mount Kumgang, which was a retreat for visitors and tourists and things like that, that has been shut down.
So they shot a soldier there?
No, a soldier shot a South Korean tourist there, North Korean soldier.
Yes.
So basically,
Koreans seem quick to shoot people.
The South Koreans have decided, at least the government there has decided, we're not going to be interacting with you at the level that that we used to.
Well, it's not just the government; it's they're forcing other people that might want to go.
That's what I mean. They're shutting down the DMZ or whatever.
As far as I'm concerned, people who want to go to North Korea from South Korea should be able to go, and the government shouldn't stand. The South Korean government shouldn't stand in their way. They should know that the people in North Korea are,
crazy.
I don't want to make a blanket statement, but there's some real nut jobs there, and the kind of indoctrination they receive does not make for real critical thinking skills.
North Korea is a cult of personality nationwide, and it's also a prison. So if you haven't been brainwashed into believing in Kim Jong-il and his grandfather and now his son, and you are a dissident in North Korea, well, you better keep your mouth shut, because the people that have been brainwashed are going to turn you in, and you'll spend the rest of your life in a North Korean prison if you aren't executed.
Right.
And of course,
that's the lucky option.
North Korea itself is a prison, because they even have, as I understand it, barbed wire on the beaches. I mean, they do not want you to leave North Korea. So, with that in mind, we continue with their update here. The news, the two southern delegations to visit, composed of the widow of the late Kim Dae-jung, the South Korean president who held meetings with Kim Jong-il, and a businesswoman whose firm, Hyundai Asan, runs joint North-South commercial projects, were unofficial. The news raised a few eyebrows among South Korea's community of North Korea watchers, a group which long ago learned to be cynical. One of them said that, this is the author of a Kim Jong-il biography, Michael Breen said, this is no surprise, it's North Korea saying, we stand as we are, don't mess with us. Even so, the rhetorical blast dashed some modest hopes. Kim Tae-woo, president of the Korean Institute of National Unification in Seoul, said, the statement is not a surprise, but it is a bit disappointing. Now would have been the time for North Korea to make a new start. And, of course, he's absolutely right about that. It would have been a nice change had something different come out. And I suppose there's still a chance that Kim Jong-un could do something differently. But, as was pointed out... What's that?
Why would he, though?
Well, there's that... he's going to probably enjoy his power. But also, it was pointed out recently that the military is now a part of making decisions directly at the head of North Korea. So it's not just Kim Jong-un. It's also essentially it's gone to a board structure rather than a complete
more
dictator.
So they're so totalitarian that it dramatically affects their production ability. They can't feed their own people.
They can't.
And they're one of the poorest countries in the world. And so, there's advantages. There would be advantages to the military structure if they believed that, if they understood that, a freer economy is going to make them more wealthy. So the presidents and leaders of other countries are more wealthy than these people because these people rule a country that is so poor because of their rule. So if they relax their rule, they could be wealthier.
Of course.
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. Any expectations of slightly more liberal policy from the new leader who briefly, and I hate it when they call politicians leaders, but we're talking about Kim Jong-un, who briefly studied abroad, is believed to speak English and German, and is computer savvy, are evaporating. One of the experts said that Kim Jong-un has the knowledge to compare starvation in his country with the outside world. In that sense, he may think of reforms, but is surrounded by a status quo of forces. So that is a good question, right? The old, you know, movie script where the young king has just taken the throne, but yet there's the advisor who's really in control, right? Maybe that something like that is happening here, because as was...
He's not going to take control if he's going to change the way these people do business.
Right, they wouldn't allow him to do that. The old guard is still there.
Oops,
just because Kim Jong-un
slipped and fell down the palace steps,
right,
bumped his head on some marble, and he's dead.
Right.
Sorry.
It's going to have to be the military takes over completely now, right?
He appears to have committed suicide in his room.
Yeah, well, I guess why do we just take for granted, like, why do people just take for granted that because we're being told that Kim Jong-il is the one that's making all the decisions that he really is? Why do we just assume that he's not just
good
the
question
person they're putting out there as this is who's running everything, but really it's, you know, man
behind
the curtain.
Crew. I mean, it's a great point, and there's no way to know for sure because they're so secretive.
Right.
You just can't find out much about how things work over there. Questions remain over who drafted the NDC statement. Kim Jong-un is not a member of the NDC, the military-centric body through which his father exercised power and from which he took his official title, Chairman of the National Defense Commission. Although Jang Song-taek, the strongman, married to Kim Jong-il's sister, who's widely believed to be the regent to the young Kim, is a vice chairman of the NDC, it is leaderless, leading some analysts to wonder if the hawkish body might become defunct. That now appears unlikely. So things are certainly still developing over in North Korea as their new Kim Jong-un has gone on public display, marching beside the coffin of his father during their funeral procession recently. So I don't know if he's made any public statements or anything like that. I haven't heard about it. I haven't been looking closely. If you know more about what's going on over in North Korea, I find the place to be absolutely fascinating. I mean, I agree with you on that. It's an incredible study in contrast, and it's unfortunate that it exists. I wish it didn't exist. I wish their people were far more free than they currently are, but they're not. And while they do exist, and I think there are lots of lessons to be learned from looking closely at a place like this, we're going to continue with you and your thoughts here in moments. You're welcome to take control of the airways, whether you want to comment on North Korea, Kelly Clarkson shooting up the Amazon charts due to her support of Ron Paul at number 4 last time we looked, and that was at the beginning of this hour. 855-450-FREE, or we've talked about nudity tonight as well. You can also bring up anything you want, even in these remaining moments, which are next. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website. If you want to support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you can learn about how to get Free Talk Live's bumper sticker, which is free. Also, you can download flyers, you can download, other things that you can print out, like business cards, and get web graphics as well to promote Free Talk Live on your blog or wherever else you might happen to have a web access or website. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to access that stuff. That's promote.freetalklive.com. To John, listening in Orlando, you're on Free Talk Live. John.
Hey, guys. I was listening to your show yesterday and about the... You guys were talking quite a bit about McDonald's free coffee, and someone, someone mentioned, what if a restaurant gave away free beer? And I just want to let you guys know that I think free beer is absolutely awesome. There's actually a restaurant here in Orlando that it's like a wing place, and they're within a certain radius of a church or something like that, so they're not allowed to sell alcohol. But they do give away free beer to everybody that comes in, and it's awesome, and they do a great business, and I love the place.
Wow.
I think it's a great
How
idea.
Do they cover those costs? Do you, like, do you have to order food in order to get the free beer, or can you just walk in and get a glass of beer?
Well, I would say, I'm not sure exactly about that. I would say every time I've been there, the place has been absolutely packed. We've waited, 20, 30 minutes to get a table, so they probably don't let you sit down if you don't actually order food, I would imagine.
Wow.
But, the waitresses are tipped well. I'm sure the price of the food is ticked up just a little bit, but they do a great business. It's standing room only. You got to wait to get in.
And is there a selection? Do they have multiple beers, or do they just have, a whole bunch of really cheap beer?
I think it's just, Bud Light and Miller Light.
I would imagine that would be the case.
Yeah, they just come out with the pitchers, and, everybody gets a beer, and it's pretty awesome. So I'm a fan of free beer, and I'm can't be a hater of free coffee either. I think it's a good thing.
Excellent. Hey, what's going on in Orlando these days? This is John Kurtz, by the way, from Free Radical Radio that we're talking to here. And, John, I mean, you guys have been doing some great activism down there. I know that the last we heard, Julian Heiklin was bailed out of jail in the midst of a 100-and-something, 150-day sentence for handing out flyers out in front of the courthouse there. Has anyone heard any updates on that case?
Yeah, both Julian and Mark Schmidt are still awaiting their date for their appeal date. So they're going forward with the appeal, and there's just not a whole lot on that front. Mostly the activists here have been pretty focused on the Ron Paul campaign lately,
sure,
and going that route. So there hasn't been a whole lot in the way of new disobedience or anything like that. But we're staying vigilant. Of course, I'm laying low because of the probation for the time being. But we're staying vigilant. We're growing our numbers. We're just kind of working in a little bit of a different direction for the time being, seeing if we can get this guy at least elected, or at least spread the news so people hear about freedom. I think it's important.
Free Radical Radio does air in the podcast loop over at LRN.FM, but where can people go to hear it on their own?
Yes, freeradicalorlando.com. Check it out. So it's a short one-hour show. We update the podcast pretty much every day, 5 days a week. And
you're doing something, you're a very liberty-oriented guy. You've been up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival a couple times. Are you and the Orlando crew going to make a trip to the Liberty Forum?
The Liberty Forum, not me. I'm not sure if anybody else is planning to go. Also, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do Pork Fest this year because I'm
expecting
a child right around that date. So
that'll keep you busy. Yeah, for sure.
But
for years to come.
You guys will be in my thoughts, and I'll certainly be up there next year.
So tell me about your experience thus far, John. I mean, what you're doing is you're buying time for your radio show, which is an interesting way to approach things. You're on a local talk station there in Orlando, WEUS, which is on the AM band. So they're cutting power at nighttime, so you're kind of getting a discount because you're not on during the most high-powered time of day. But, how's that going? Because it seems like a difficult thing to sustain. You've got to have a little bit of money to get into it, to invest. And then if you want it to keep going, unless you want to just keep pouring money down the drain, you've got to sell advertising. So you've been at it for, about 6 months now or so? And
yeah, we've been doing it. Yeah, we've been doing the show, I think we're right into our fourth month now or so. You do need some startup money to do this route. I tinkered around with the idea of just doing sort of an internet radio show, but I thought just sort of being on the air on an actual station, however, low watts it may be, still gives you a little bit more legitimacy and helps us really step it up. So that, we're paying for time, but at this point we're pretty much breaking even as far as selling advertising space.
It's
we're right around that point. So it is
if you break it even at 3 months, you're doing great.
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty well, and hopefully we'll get to the point where we can, make a couple bucks on at least and cover all our expenses. And I think it's a great form of outreach and activism to, get the word of liberty across to people. So we're enjoying it, and so far so good with that.
Activism and outreach cost money. There's no doubt about it. Radio, providing an entertaining show for people it's a great way to educate them. I think that it's, if it doesn't cost too much, it seems like it's worth it, and it sounds like you're breaking even, so that's a good thing.
Well, I'm glad to hear about it, John. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. Appreciate the show, guys, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, and just having the dedication of being able to do it every day of the week. I mean, you're on all the weekdays, which is a big commitment. So not only is it a commitment of money in the case of buying the airtime, but also to do it so often instead of just to pick up a weekend gig, to be on a consistent basis on weeknights is a pretty big deal.
I'll tell you what, though. It's still easier than getting arrested on a regular basis doing civil disobedience, so I'm happy with it.
I got you there. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
More effective too.
Yeah, I was being told that by a certain activist who I have a lot of respect for the other day, and he pointed out that doing radio and focusing on certain things like what I'm very good at is a better use of my time. He says more efficient than doing civil disobedience and things like this. And I wrote him back and said, well, it's not all about efficiency for me. It's about having fun, and I'm having a blast doing civil disobedience and non-cooperation. It's a very empowering thing to do, and I think it's important to set an example. And of course, he pointed out that I'd already set an example, so I should just focus on doing radio. But it's too much fun to go out and sing Christmas carols and be harassed by the police for it, which is what happened today. They came out and they threatened me and the other activists that were out there, Kate from Freekeen.com and the new mover Kelly from Arizona. They were all, and some younger folks from the Keene area, were all threatened by the sheriffs because we were out singing in the parking lot of the Cheshire Superior Courthouse today. The sheriff actually came out. When I say the sheriff, I mean the sheriff, the head of the sheriffs, came out with all of his agents. So they had about five other sheriffs out there that were all out there to threaten us, to tell us to leave, or we would be arrested for trespassing. And the reason we were being told to leave is because we're harassing people. And so his claim was that by singing, that we were harassing the people that work in this particular building, these government bureaucrats who supposedly are public servants. And it was basically, you can't come back, ever. You can't come back to the courthouse unless you're being arrested. So unless we tell you to come back, you can't come back. And if you want to come back, say, to just watch someone's trial, you have to call us and ask permission first. It's crazy.
That's nuts. I mean, you know, you're forced to pay taxes to fund this building, to keep the power on.
That's
if they wanted to build
too.
A new one, you'd have to pay for that.
And they are. And I pointed that out, and he didn't care.
No.
And so I figure at this point,
it's because it's private
so
property. As far as they're concerned, they own this property, and it's not public property. This is the funny dichotomy that goes on in people's minds. They believe that the things that their taxes go for, that they own and that they can use, but they don't.
So I'm pretty outraged by this because, you know, I feel like I should be able to hold these government bureaucrats accountable, and I certainly should be able to stand in a parking lot and sing a song if I want to. And so I'm pretty upset. Maybe I'll contact the county commissioners, and if they don't, you know, change this situation, I'm not going to ask permission to go to someone's trial, so I'll probably end up getting arrested for trespassing in that particular case. Because if I want to go to someone's public trial, I'm going to go.
Will that affect
public,
your
yeah,
release?
It'll affect me, sure. But I
get a year in suspended sentence, right?
I'm not going to ask permission to go to a public trial. I'm just not going to either. I'm not going to go to the trial, or I'm not going to ask permission. I'm going to go to the trial. So, and I plan on, you know, bringing this to the county commissioners, and I'm almost to the point where I'm just going to say, look, I either get to, you know, talk to these bureaucrats in the parking lot, or, you know, try to hold these people accountable, or I'm not going to pay taxes anymore. Because it's pretty outrageous that I'm forced to pay these bureaucrats' salaries, and I can't even ask them a question. I can't even talk to them.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly
I'm sick
what they
of it.
Do.
Calvin's I did a little math. Sorry. Calvin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hey, Mark, Ian, Allie, thanks for taking my call. A great show so far. I do
thanks,
have
Calvin.
One quick suggestion for the Kelly Clarkson initiative that you guys are talking about here. I'm not sure if you guys remember back in 2009 in December, right about just a little before this time, Rage Against the Machine, there was a bunch of fans, and this wasn't headed by them, but it was by their fan base. What they did is they went on Amazon, and on the same day, just much like a Ron Paul money bomb, he went and bought Killing in the Name of, just a single song off Amazon. It did the MP3. And what happened is it drove it to number one on Amazon.com, and that's when, I'm not sure if you guys have seen the YouTube video, but they performed Killing in the Name of on somewhere around Christmas to pay tribute to the fans who got that board. And it was
pretty
cool. The same things with the Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, a little bit of effort combined together. It's amazing stuff can be done. Kelly Clarkson's still at number 4 on the Amazon charts. I bet you by the time we wake up tomorrow, she'll be number 1. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Calvin. Appreciate it. We're out of time. Back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime. It has been Ian here with you.
And Allie.
And Mark. TomorrowFreeTalkLive.com.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.